Denning says he was reviewing state revenue projections in an early version of the budget when something didn't add up. Star bonds issued by the state in 2001 to help build the Kansas Speedway in the Village West Retail and Entertainment District were scheduled to be paid off by the end of the year, and that should have freed up about $42 million in sales tax revenue for the next state budget. But Denning didn't see that in the numbers, so he started asking questions, kind of like a legislative detective. And his questions led him to the Kansas Department of Commerce, where he learned about the plan to use the money to issue new bonds for the American Royal Relocation Project.
I don't know if I would call it detective work. I think it's just when you sit on the budget committee, you're responsible for trying to balance the budget. And with the negative cash flow for so many years, where everybody is just looking at the budget in a fine-tuned manner and, you know, being a bean counter, just the natural progression to follow the audit trail and realize something had been diverted.
Do you think we would have had this public discussion about this Star Bonds proposal project, whatever you want to call it, had you not started asking questions?
No, it would have been done in standard fashion, which is do the deal, execute the documents, and let the legislature find out through reading it in the newspaper or seeing it on TV or the radio. So I think the fuse was very short, and it could have had a long-term implication if we didn't insert the legislative process into that Star Bond project.
So where are we right now with this issue?
The Senate threw a big net. We just said, we don't like what's going on, so we're just going to stop everything. All new projects, all expansion of existing projects. And when we met with the House to negotiate the final budget, we softened it up a bit and said, no new Star Bond or expansion of Star Bond projects in Wyandotte County. There's a project in central Kansas, and we didn't want to do them any damage. But we knew that the American Royal was specifically targeted for Wyandotte. So we softened our position and just said no new Star Bond projects or expansions in Wyandotte County until the legislature passes Star Bond reform legislation. And we'll try to clean up all these loopholes and give some legislative oversight to the process.
Both Denning and Senator Ty Masterson, the Andover Republican who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, say they expect the moratorium on new Star Bond projects in Wyandotte County to be temporary. Responding to questions during the Senate's debate on the budget bill, Masterson said it will be lifted once legislation is passed to increase oversight of the Star Bond program.
The proviso itself is subject to the passage of that legislation, meaning if that passes, the proviso is moot. If that does not pass, there is a pause on the new projects in Wyandotte County for the remainder of this fiscal year and the next fiscal year.
Kansas Department of Commerce officials say it's possible the American Royal project can move forward without Star Bonds, but local leaders say other projects would have to be put on hold if the moratorium lasts through the end of the next budget year. I'm Jim McLean.